My name is Tom Dull, co-owner of Dull's Tree Farm. We are a family farm where we grow corn, soybeans, and we have a pumpkin farm and corn maize. And, of course, it's Christmas Tree Farm, and we also have a bed and breakfast on the farm.
So we're here for this event. Talk a little bit about the history, how many years you've been having it, and why it's something you do.
Trees for Troops is a partnership between the Christmas Spirit Foundation and FedEx, and it's a great partnership to bring a little bit of the Christmas spirit to the troops, to the servicemen and women who are overseas. You know, it's just a small thing that we can do ourselves as growers to send that spirit of Christmas over and you know, put yourself in the place of one of the recipients of one of these. You know, you see the FedEx truck drive up and unload this big 7-foot-long box, and you open the top of that box and the aroma comes out, and you smell that fresh Christmas tree aroma. And think of the memories and thoughts that would provoke from home. And so it's, you know, it's a little bit of bringing Christmas to the troops wherever they may be, as opposed to having them home when they can't be home.
And each year you get a lot of volunteers out here, and there's a partnership. Talk a little bit about that.
There are a lot of volunteers. There are a lot of folks from the FedEx organization that are here to help, and community volunteers. I just found out last week that there's supposed to be 19 Farm Bureau insurance agents here, and they've shown up in force. And there are other tree growers and other community members. The ladies from a church are here providing donuts and coffee and things like that for the volunteers, and it's just a really neat event to be involved with.
And on a personal note, for you and your family, why is this something? Why do you guys want to be involved in Trees for Troops?
It's a small way that we can give back. You know, none of us were ever involved in the military. My father was. I was born in Germany on the base in Stuttgart. So I have that connection. But, you know, it's kind of brought home to me a few years ago. I was at church, and a young man came up to me after church, and he stuck out his hand, and he said, "Thank you." And I said, "What for?" And he said, "I was in Afghanistan, and FedEx truck brought this box and unloaded it, and the commanding officer said, whose birthday is closest to December? And mine was December 23rd or whatever. He said, I was the closest. So he said, you get to open the box. He said, I opened the box, and I got that aroma out, and I thought, I need to pass the box on to somebody else to let them take the tree out. So he did that, and then got to reading the name of the tag on the name of the Christmas tree, and it was actually one from our farm. And he, you know, they read that, and he said, I said, that's from my hometown. And so, you know, it brought it home to us, to know that we really do make a difference.
If people want to find out more information, anywhere they should go?
Christmas Spirit Foundation or Google Trees for Troops. And there's a place there that you can make donations. Even though all the trees are donated and FedEx donates all the shipping, there are still some costs involved in inspection fees and management fees on getting all this organized. There's an opportunity to get involved if you'd like to.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
God bless our troops.